Nation spans parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Syrian government says it has achieved what it's calling significant progress in its ongoing military operation in rebel-held suburbs east of Damascus, seizing around 36% of the total area held by different armed groups. On Wall Street this Monday morning, the Dow is down about 88 points after a rough week last week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Gosh, 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on March the 5th. And the news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, right? Open 7 days a week. Great service. Great same walk-in humidor. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're starting another week here. Good morning, Bad Bob. Linda is on her way down to Sacramento with her friend, an illegal immigrant who is getting her getting a green card extended or whatever, whatever it is, but a illegal immigrant that has been here most of her life and is, why don't you become a citizen? She's not organized.
Being, point being, she is following the
rules. She's following all the rules. And, in fact, she went down last time, and they had, you know, it was a name because she'd been married one time. And she had proof of it, but they had her under another name. And so instead of just kind of like taking that one and fixing it, no, she had to go back and get some other things done. So now she's back down there. So Linda's with her this morning.
I forget who was telling me they were dealing with some agency that they missed a comma. A comma. And the whole application was rejected. That's petty power on the part of a bureaucrat.
Well, you know what? When you go to a gun store and you fill out something like you're buying something and they need that information, you know, I've seen them rip up people's the things they've been filling out because they left out something, you know, or not left it out. They put it, you know, in the wrong one. They don't let you line it out. Or if you leave something out or if you mark it in that wrong box. You have to fill out everything. It's if you leave something blank there, they just will hold them up. So you're right, it's bureaucracies. But good morning. It's Monday. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. It was a weekend. It was a full weekend. And those who know me know why.
May I?
Yeah, okay.
We had this, and I don't know how to say this, but just the best funeral for your mom. It was just... The church was packed with people, and your family was there, and so many people were there. And then on the way back, you were actually able to find humor and on the way back from the internment.
Yeah, down when Mom's casket was taken to the cemetery, Reading Cemetery, And this speaks very much of my family because all of us saw this and we said, okay, this is a typical moment for this family. As we're trying to pull in, a Reading police car or police cruiser, one of those SUVs, is either escorting or being escorted by two full grown tom turkeys in all their colors who were just raising daylight. I'm going to put a little 6 second clip on my Facebook.
and the policeman's face was kind of like.
I didn't catch that, but you were talking about long suffering.
turkeys in the graveyard.
Yeah, they did not. Yeah, they've like taken over portions of it, as have the geese and other assorted wildlife. Some people would find that to be a great thing. Others will have to watch where they step. And overnight low is 32 degrees in Reading. Yes, this will be the only night of really cold weather we've got for the foreseeable future.
It was 35 when I was coming in today. Yeah. Coming this morning on my in my truck.
Yeah, parts of town were down to 32. Today's high 64 under partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny for Tuesday. The high will be edging up to 67. Got a possibility of rain on Wednesday with a high of 65 and overnight lows in the 40s. Thursday, more of the same. Very likely rain on Thursday. Bring it on. Friday, the sun comes back out. And then another possibility of rain on Saturday and Sunday. So we've got some precip, much needed precip.
Oh, yeah.
In our forecast, downtown Reading, 34 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans and also can give extended time payments for people that are, you know, maybe a little bit tight during the year, but they want to make sure that you have the propane that you need. Give them a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas and Propane. Now, I went out because it's getting close to Jake season. Where the,
apparently so.
apparently so, where we take the young people out. You know, the week before the regular hunting season starts, we take out kids between the ages of 12 and 15, along with their parent or guardian. And we hunt the week before when there's lots of turkeys and they haven't been hunted at all. And we went out there past, up toward Shingledown, now past Anselmo's, I mean, if you know where Anselmo's is, and kept going back up into the hills there. Snow everywhere. And so, and actually, the after Friday, we went up Saturday morning, and the a tree was across the road. So make note to yourself, if you do not have one of these, Bob, is a tow strap.
Oh, yeah.
Because we put a tow strap on the tree and just using four-wheel drive, moved the tree off the road.
Did you get an EIR?
Off the road enough so we could get by. So we get out to the area. And there's snow. And so we're glassing the area where the turkeys are not coming out. There's fog, snow on the ground. And finally, like four or five of them come out down the hill. So we watch them. But the big, big flocks weren't out.
Yeah. Well, so I can tell you there's at least a couple of them, but you probably don't want to go down there and shoot them. You know, that would
I have
that
no problem shooting them in the cemetery. There's already dead things there. I'm sorry. For one thing, you can hide behind some of the monuments down there, so you can set up a blind. But that's just tacky. I'm sorry.
Yeah, discharging shotgun into city limits would no doubt bring the wrong sort of
attention. We've thought about different places to hunt. You know, that could be hunted, but if you shoot one time, you're okay because nobody's quite sure what it is, and you don't hear it again. But if you have to shoot the second time and you're in an area you're not supposed to be, though I've never been in those.
That lets them zero in.
Yeah. But. Okay, so on the way back, though, and when there wasn't that, in areas where it wasn't, snow, turkeys everywhere. You know, at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, turkeys everywhere. So they're out there.
Oh, well, like I said, there were at least two toms, and there was never just one hen, so there were a bunch of hens.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got a lot of things going on today. We have the Shasta County Drug and Alcohol guys here. I want to be talking about programs that are going on with them in this. And we're working to get on, well, this week we're going to have the Chief of Police will be on Wednesday. And we want to talk about this tax, the public safety tax. And Adam McElvain has said, look, I'm not going to vote. I voted, no for this public emergency. So he's getting all types of heat, but he's also said he's getting all types of support. So we're going to discuss that a little bit. We're going to try and get Adam on as soon as we can to discuss why he doesn't, he voted against it. Now, I believe it comes up again tomorrow night, so it could be a mox and nix because it could be that he'll vote for it because it takes 5-0 to vote for a fiscal emergency.
The consensus is, the perception is, and of course, as we know, perception equates reality, is that the city wastes what they got, so why give them more, is the bottom line here.
Well, I do want to talk about it because there's a variety of reasons. There's a variety of people that are behind it also. One of the things that I'm behind, though, well, really I'm not behind it, I'm on top of it, is my sleep number.
Did you sleep well?
You know what? When you get up, you're out Friday night, you get up at 4 in the morning, go out turkey reconning, and then you go to the Reading Rancheria's celebration, the costume, thing they have to be able, you know, that where they have given out so many, they've given out millions of dollars to people.
Well, the Night to Remember.
And they gave, the Night to Remember, they gave $10,000 to the, I want to say Exodus, and I could be wrong, Exodus horse, you know, horse program for, you know, for people with, they rescue horses, but they also help people with mental problems. And you go, please look that up because, you know, they were awarded $10,000 for this program that helps people, you know, with, you know, kids and young adults. They put them on horses and it just does so much for them. I've seen this program work in two or three different states. And so plus they save horses that are, as they would put it, are that people will not keep. Well, they keep them and they turn them into just absolutely fabulous trained mounts for these kids and young adults and adults to help them and give them peace.
So, yeah, Exodus Farms. Yeah, right. Horse sanctuary that pairs abused children with horses so they can create a bond.
And it's worked out exceptionally well. So another 10,000 to them. So, okay, we're going to take a break. But like I said, after all of that, to get climb onto my sleep number was just outstanding. I can't think of a better place to sleep. I can't think of a better bed. I've had beds, all types of beds in my lifetime. But, you know.
Your bed will be smarter than you.
My bed is smarter than I am, and that's kind of scary, too. My sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And that winter is, even though that we're getting a lot of this rain toward the end of this month, it's ending, and clearing out your clutter is going to make you sleep a lot better. And the new Sleep Number beds are smart. Every move automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably. Right now, Sleep Number queen mattresses start at only $899.99, and right now during the spring clearance event, save up to $600 on their most popular beds. That's right, $600 on their most popular beds. But the only way you're going to do that to get to sleep, to declutter your life, is to go over to Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and right next to the Vitamin Shop. It's like the Apple store of beds right there. Go in and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. It looks kind of like it was looking sunny this morning. Did you say we're going to be clear today there?
Pretty darn clear. I mean, beautiful sunrise. In fact, I stopped and took a picture of it.
Yeah,
it's
going to go up to in the 60s then, too. We need to update a little bit here.
I need to change it back to the old format because everybody gets mixed up.
I know. I don't know who does that, but it is. It's not like it's rocket science for us here. It's a whiteboard that you write the temperature on, and then you what the high today and what the low is. And so somehow we've managed over the last 3 weeks to put us in different directions every time. So I'm telling everybody the high today is going to be 32 and the low 64. I usually can pick that up after that one, but if they're close. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, I'm with Dean True, who is the branch director of the Adult Services and the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agencies, and Sam Major, who's on the board of the Shasta County Mental Health and Alcohol Advisory Board.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Here, why don't you get a little bit closer in there, okay. Sam? Yeah, lean in there, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's something that's coming up here this week, in fact, Wednesday. That's right. That you would like to have a lot, as many people there as you possibly can, and it's going to be at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Can you tell us what that is, Dan?
Absolutely. So I'm going to just kind of talk a little. Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the advisory board is, and then I'm going to turn it over to Sam, let him talk a little bit about what they're hoping to accomplish on Wednesday. So the Mental Health Alcohol Drug Advisory Board is basically a citizens advisory board. It is the opportunity for the citizens of Shasta County to interact with local government responsible for mental health and alcohol and drug services. It has approximately 15 members, and it's comprised of people who may themselves have had mental health issues or drug alcohol problems, family members, and interested community members. It's a voluntary board. We meet approximately every other month. And their purpose is to interact with us doing the programs in our community that we're responsible for, listening to what we're doing, and giving us advice and direction, and hearing from the public on a regular basis on what the services are we're trying to provide. So this Wednesday, it is technically our routine mental health board meeting. But we're holding it at the Board of Supervisors chambers and inviting the public to come. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Sam, and since Sam is a member of our board, and what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Yeah, basically what happened is we began to try to do some goal planning sessions, both short-term and long-term. And we thought a good place to start was to identify, we have 10 responsibilities that are assigned to us. So what we did is we pulled our board members and we prioritized those responsibilities. And based on that...
What are some of the responsibilities? So people have an idea.
One of our responsibilities is to review and evaluate the community's mental health, alcohol, and drug and treatment needs, services, and special problems related to the above. We advise the Board of Supervisors and the Director of Mental Health Services and Alcohol and Drug Program to any aspect of the county Shasta Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Treatment and Prevention Services. We basically are responsible for reviewing the Mental Health Services Act, which is basically the mandate or how we spend the money that's generated by that. So that has to be accounted for and identified in terms of various programs.
How much money is in this program?
Well,
and this is the drug and alcohol.
If I just tease that out... So our whole Health and Human Services Agency budget for mental health and drug alcohol mm-hmm. is a combination of realignment dollars, MHSA dollars, and us leveraging federal dollars. The total of that probably comes close to about $30 million a year.
Okay, and that $30 million pays for everything then, right?
In terms of what programs we're responsible for and providing, that money is dedicated to those services.
For which you're, but the Shasta County Health and Human Services has a much larger budget than that, though.
It is. It is bigger than that.
And
much
that,
bigger.
That's only mental health dollars. It's not drug and alcohol dollars.
Okay.
That combines it all, Sam.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And honestly,
the funding is quite complicated.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it comes in from like three or four different places plus grants. So, but your budget is around $30 million then for this.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, continue on, Sam. I'm sorry. I was just trying to let people have an idea, one, what the responsibilities are and how big is the budget here that we're trying to work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're supposed to ensure citizens, consumers, and professional involvement in identifying service and planning efforts. And this is kind of where we come up with this basically meeting tonight. We want to get inputs from the citizens because – what's happened, we do get people attending our board meetings. We have a regular, what we call MHSA stakeholder meetings, where different parts of the community on different aspects of mental health and drug and alcohol comment. But we rarely get members of the general public at our board meetings. And the thought is, since all the board members are somehow involved in drug and alcohol and mental health, you know, we all have our unique perspectives when we're doing assessments and advising staff and those kinds of things. But we thought if we could get the community more involved and get their feedback and input, then we can kind of focus our efforts. We kind of know the areas that need to be improved and worked out in terms of services and those kinds of things. But in terms of prioritizing those and making sure that's what the direction the community wants to go, we really don't have a lot of feedback from the community as a whole. So the part of what we hope to accomplish next or this Wednesday is to get that feedback. And we're going to actually have people looking at different ideas and concepts. We're going to allow them to share their ideas and concepts. And then we're going to vote on those and kind of identify at that meeting what we're going to prioritize in terms of what we're going to work on. So
okay.
That's kind of the...
And that's this Wednesday at what time?
5 o'clock.
5:15.
5:15 in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors
chambers
there where they have the regular meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So this portion of it has a $30 million budget. I want to take a break and come back. I want to find out where's this money going to? You know, how are we doing? And Sam... are you happy with what's happening here in Shasta County?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of misconception, and one of the things we constantly talk about in terms of we don't do a very good job of promoting what services are provided and what we're actually doing in this community, because all you ever hear about are the problems, but very seldom you hear about all the good things we're doing.
Well, that's true, and that's one kind of like I'm trying to bring up here because. You know, frankly, our problems have gotten worse and worse and worse.
Right.
So I would like, you know, and we're spending throwing $30 million just to that one thing. Where are our successes? And I think people would like to hear that. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and come back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. North State Security started its 50th year. That's right, 50th year in protecting the people up here in Northern California. It's the largest private security firm in Northern California. Over 200 officers, 150 clients, and climbing all the time. They are part of the patrols along the River Trail now. If you see some people on bikes, those are North State Security. Also, around the power plants, games, you name it, they're there, and they have a program. North State has a state security has a program that can have an individual on your property or in your business in under 10 minutes. That's right. Give them a call, 243-0295. Find out about that program. If you're having problems with your business with derelicts and people trying to enter into your business and bothering you, give them a call at 243-0295 and find out what that program is to give you the assistance that you need. We'll be right back with Dean True and Sam Major.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they could be part of making this a zero energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda is on her way down to Sacramento to help her friend get a green card. I'm not sure why. She's lived this late. I'm not even sure if it's a green card, because the lady's lived here for like 50 years. So I'm not sure what that is. Born in Canada. And is it a green card? I guess.
I mean, I
not
think
a
so.
Visa, probably a green card.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say it expired, but she's one of those people we need to hunt down. And I told her, you're lucky. You're just lucky I'm no longer in the federal ploy. I said, I'd have you handcuffed and out of this place. She didn't seem scared. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, and it's expanding. If you want to have the most complete CCW training, tactical rifle, advanced pistol training, defensive pistol training, all of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction, as does team building events for your business, where you go out and everybody learns how to use a pistol safely. Now, you don't get anything from this except the knowledge of how to use a pistol safely, how to load and unload, and how to shoot a pistol. And it's a great event that the people who have done this have just had a wonderful time. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. All right, I'm here with Dean True, who is, I'm going to go through this as quick as I can, but he's the director of the adult services for the Shasta County Health and Human Services, and Sam Major, who is on the board of the Shasta County Mental Health Alcohol Advisory Board. And we're talking about a meeting that's going to happen Wednesday night at 5:15 at the Board of Supervisors Chamber, where they're going to talk about the responsibilities they have, the money they have, and listen to the public about where they think the money should be going to, or ideas about how to best solve some of our problems, because we do have our problems here.
Absolutely.
Sam, have you seen, what are some of the things? Because, during the break, I said, well, what's happening with this money? Nobody knows. And you said there's been some great successes with this. So
right.
I think, but people don't know this. So the only thing they see, it seems like, is somebody else sleeping in their door. So what are some of the successes with this?
Well, a few of the things I can point out, we developed an aftercare program, which when they assess people's needs in this community as far as for mental health services, one of the things they identified, a lot of those are 8 to 5 services. And so what ends up happening is after 5 o'clock, people end up having to go to the emergency room because there's no other service. There's nowhere else to go for them. We opened an aftercare program with part of our MHSA dollars, and that's been where we're providing counseling services, family training. Dean, you want to throw in anything else you can think of?
Well, it's a walk-in. A walk-in clinic. It operates up until about 11 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, including holidays. That was a major step forward with our MHSA dollars. I won't go into too much detail. The Mental Health Services Act dollars have particular categories by which you must spend the dollars that you're given. That one in particular was our innovations plan. It has been wildly successful in the sense that there are many people going there regularly to at least initially talk with somebody about what's going on. Their job is to figure out where you may need to go next to make sure that you're getting the services you need. They provide some services. By the way, that's a contract with the Hill Country Health and Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
They provide some direct services. They refer maybe to the county. They refer to maybe some of the other federally qualified health centers in town, Shasta mm-hmm. Community Health Center, Hill Country. So they're doing a great job at trying to be a place other than the emergency room for people to go and talk to somebody.
Okay. Now, I know about the Hill Country because we were working with somebody to push them over to that place. How many people do they see?
Yeah, it's a good question. They are providing us data. It's looking like they're probably seeing potentially 15 to 20 people a day that are coming through their door.
Okay.
To talk with somebody and who may be having really a kind of borderline crisis. We tend to refer to it as urgent. Urgent having some definitions being, if I don't get to talk to somebody real soon, it is going to be a crisis. Crisis being technically on the mental health side, 5150. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a danger to myself or others. So they're designed to be just before that. Listen, you need to talk to somebody now? You come on down. We'll talk to somebody. That's in addition to what we do on Breslauer, which is 8 to 5. We operate a walk-in clinic as well. If somebody calls us up saying, I really need to talk to somebody down there at County Mental Health, we say, come on in, check in at the front, and somebody will talk with you within a reasonable period of time.
So how many do you see down there then?
We're probably seeing A little less than that. We'll see probably maybe, and this is walk-in now, we might see anywheres from 10 to 15 people walking in a day.
And how many is your regular caseload down there, then?
Well, the regular caseload we're providing, and I'm really speaking primarily of the, I'll talk about in general. I'd say between children and adults, we're probably treating anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 people.
A year?
A year, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Regular.
These are ones you see on a regular basis.
Correct.
And then plus you have your walk-ins.
Correct.
Plus we have Hill Country.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not enough people, not enough time, not enough spaces for people?
You mean in terms of...
Well, I see a bunch of people walking, as we just call them, poster boy.
Yeah.
Walks down here, screams at our posters, and walks out.
Right.
But he's probably not what you'd call a danger to himself or others. Then.
Well, and that's the challenge, right? That really is the challenge. You know, I see the posters on your wall. People have their civil rights. And so it's a very delicate balance to go, you really need help. And what I think probably people don't understand is we offer that help to a lot of people who say, no, thank you.
Right.
And unless you reach that certain level, there's nothing more that can be done.
Yeah.
We do hit that level. We do write 5150s, right? And we do involuntarily hospitalize people. But you have to find that delicate balance.
Okay. And see, and those are the things that people, you know, people see the ones that haven't reached that area yet. But
yeah.
You're seeing over 3,000 people a year. That's regularly seeing. That's not counting walk-ins.
Right. Well, no, that would be in the mix, too.
Okay.
I'd have to tease out the data a little more to see the people who are voluntarily coming in regularly.
So, and going back to Sam here, now on your board, with the people coming in, what are the kind of ideas you're looking for? I mean, you've already, which tells you, well, if I knew, they wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have to ask. But what are the kind of things that somebody can come in on Wednesday and talk to you all about? Maybe a new program or do you all have specific programs, say, for veterans? Or do you push those over to the VA?
That's a good question. The VA has a very robust mental health program over there. They have psychiatrists, they have psychologists, they have clinicians. So we do tend to, if somebody is really VA connected, they have those benefits. Of course, the county operates their veterans, benefits program in terms of trying to help people.
Veteran service officers.
Yeah. You know. What benefits are available.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, you're eligible for those, then that would be the place we would hopefully do a warm handoff. That's where you should receive your services. If you're a veteran who has problems that is not connected to the VA, we would serve you. If you meet our criteria, and one of the challenges that people think is county mental health and drug alcohol services are for everybody. And while it might seem like our budget is rather high, that's, in fact, not the case. We have specific areas that we are dedicated to serving, and there is a broader system out there than just us. We're part of a system. You mentioned the Rancheria. We're part of the system that's trying to address mental health, drug, alcohol services in our community.
Okay. You said that you have a number of successes here that people don't know about. I think it's time to share.
Well, okay, you've already mentioned, Sam's mentioned the first one, which is the care center on Gold Street. That's a big thing that was not here before. Some people may remember that the county operated their own little small psychiatric health facility for 5150s, and that went away back in, I think it was 06, 06 or 07. We have successfully worked with a private business person. And there is now a 16-bed private facility on Eureka Way that takes 5150s. There's another one that just opened last year down in Red Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
These are quite successful because these things are not cropping up very far. I can tell you that one of the things that California lacks is enough psychiatric inpatient beds for involuntary.
We don't have enough beds for criminals.
So
I imagine we don't have enough for people that I won't use the term of being crazy, but I imagine that's that doesn't surprise me.
So we've been promoting that.
What about, is there one in the city of Shasta Lake?
There is not an inpatient.
There's a board and care,
yes,
which is a little different. Than,
Okay. But it's not a – okay, so these are inpatient ones or people are really, that have gone, gone off the rails.
Well, 50-150. Right.
Okay.
Correct. And just to let you know, it's just we're negotiating right now, but Shasta Regional Medical Center has had a voluntary inpatient psychiatric intern, and we're in discussion, and they may, in fact, start taking involuntary people as well, which would be – which would be amazing because beds that can handle somebody who has a mental health crisis and a co-occurring medical condition are as rare, if I may use an old term, rare as hen's teeth. They are very difficult to find. So we may be having that right here in Shasta County, which is going to be an
incredible medical center.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you got a guy over there now, but I'm sure that's going to take a look at that. Randall Hempling just took over back at Shasta Regional. So, I mean...
yeah,
this might be a guy to talk to. He's a man of great vision. Okay, we're going to take a break. There's more things that we need to talk about here. And if you have a question about the mental health treatments or the facilities here or where the money's going, this is a good time to give a call. I mean, Dean's not the overall guy, but he can really reach out and touch a lot of these areas. And Sam Major, you know what? People don't appreciate what you all are doing because they don't have any idea what you all are doing. This is all very well kept secret. I mean, it just is. And you all need to get out there and beat your chest a little bit. I mean, because the only thing we see is guys shooting up in the parks. And that's what I want to talk about is the opiate and alcohol crisis we are having. And what are things that you see Shasta County could be doing and maybe doing a little bit better? You know, maybe you need some help. I'd like to ask you why Shasta County Health and Human Services couldn't provide a sobering center. We'll be right back.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
One cold, dark winter's night in 1968, a small marked security unit crept along the alleyway of a medical complex in Reading. The driver, Archie Beck, a 49-year-old purple-hearted Pearl Harbor survivor, veteran of World War II, had just introduced the private security industry to Northern California. For a soldier critically wounded on the morning of December 7, 1941, North State Security's creation was one man's dream becoming a reality. I am Lance Beck, Arch's son and current president CEO of North State Security. The early days of this business were challenging, tough on us kids, listening to local miscreants bellowing, "Hey, rent a cop," at Dad. Arch worked unbelievably hard, 20-hour days as a salesman, guard, and mechanic, while Mom served as the dispatcher. The decades have flown by. North State Security celebrates 50 years of providing protective services throughout this region. North State Security at 243-0295. Trust us for all of your security-related needs. Once again, that's North State Security at 243-0295.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way down to help her friend get her green card. Not that she didn't have one. I think she's an illegal, but I'm not saying. Nah, she's not illegal. She's been here forever. About 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Keep digging.
I'm going to stop digging now because the next time I see her, she's going to just nail me. I may need to go down and get some health and human services after this. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers in-home health care. Compassionate, quality health care for people right here in Redding and Shasta County. Affordable solution that keeps your people, your family, your loved ones where they're the happiest in their home. Give them a call at 226-8350 or stop by 2620 Larkspur Lane right there at Sweet Inn. Talk to Sharon Clark. Talk to any of her people at Home Helpers. Won't be sorry that you reached out to her, because we're talking about how we can help people in our city right now. Because I'm sitting here with Dean True, who is the branch director of the adult services of the Shasta County Health and Human Services, and Sam Major, who is on the heads up the board of the Shasta County Mental Health Alcohol Advisory Board. Big thing, reason they came in this morning, I just snatched onto them, was to talk about your meeting that you're having that you've invited the public to this Wednesday at 5:15 at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Plenty of parking to come down and find out what these programs are, the responsibilities, and what would the public like to see in these programs. And we asked about some of the successes, because people really don't see the successes. And you were just talking about the methadone program during the break, Sam.
Yeah. We opened up. Initially, what we found out, we had, 100 people traveling down
70, the, 80 people anyway.
Traveling down to Chico for methadone treatment.
I was totally, Rob Pelletti is gone now. But this is one of the things that Rob Pelletti thought. He came in here that first time, if you remember, Bob. He said, we got a heroin problem here, and we got a prostitution problem here. And everybody went, "Wah!" Oh, Pelletti knew. He saw it early. And and when the thing about the methadone clinic came up, a lot of people were pushing back on that. Who wants to have a methadone clinic? Mm-hmm. But you all and the public then got behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And so now those people that were heading to Chico are now here.
Absolutely.
And this is a success.
It is an absolute success.
And I've not heard of one problem with this.
We have not heard of one problem with it.
Yeah. And the other thing that they're doing is this, they're actually created. This was initially, I don't know if the term is satellite, but now they're creating a hub here. So they'll actually, from here, branch out to other areas of the county and actually to the coast.
Mm-hmm. And services. People were whining about that one, too. Oh, now they're all going to come here. No. Here's what this is. This isn't just on heroin. And thank you for educating me during the break, too. These are prescription drugs that people have gotten themselves onto.
Yeah.
And these are not dregs that were, of society, though some of them might be. But these are business people. These are people that were able to drive down over to Chico twice a week or three times a week or whatever it is. And now, but these are people that own businesses, work for businesses. I mean, you can't, of course, tell us, and I don't want to know. But these are not people that are just taking from society.
No, absolutely not. It's the whole spectrum in terms of drug alcohol problems. Absolutely. Well, in truth, mental health as well. It touches
everybody.
Everybody.
Well, that's what post-traumatic stress is. From the general officer on down, it touches. It touches people. But also, the one thing that I wish would happen is that when you go in the military, that you take a post-traumatic stress test before you come in. Let's get a baseline where you are when you come in here, because people are kind of screwed up out here in the civilian world, and where the military will straighten them out. If you come in with a 90% post-traumatic stress rating, it may be something we might want to take a look at.
Might be.
Okay.
some of the things and other things we're talking about, this opiate and alcohol crisis we're having right now, what is the it doesn't seem to be getting better, and it seems to be everywhere. Yes, I understand it, but what are you all doing to go after these things?
Well, you know, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but we have been in a process. There is a new system available to us, to each county. It's called the Drug Medi-Cal Organized Delivery System. It's different from the current Drug Medi-Cal program, which is pretty limited and underfunded. And so we have been working with, I'm not sure if you're familiar with our Medi-Cal Managed Care Plan in Town partnership. We have been working with them, and they are going to be opening. We are going to be part of a unique regional model. This is unique to the state. We're going to be the only regional model in the state, and it's with other surrounding counties. And partnership is going to be heading up that organized delivery system. And the benefit to that is we only have limited dollars, and partnership says we understand that. We'll put some of our own money in to serving the people of your community.
Okay, but what does that do for
so,
us?
So what that does for us is right now the only residential drug alcohol services through Drug Medi-Cal are for postpartum women, okay? Very small group. This new organized delivery system, if you meet medical necessity, residential is for everybody. If you are a Medi-Cal beneficiary, you are eligible for residential drug alcohol services.
When you say residential, what's that mean?
That means, you know, a 30, 60-day program. Empire Recovery operates a residential program. Visions of the
residential means you stay there.
Correct.
Okay,
you're sleeping there.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You're sleeping.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm using
it's an inpatient. It's an inpatient thing.
Yeah, right. Basically for drug alcohol.
Except you can walk out
if you
want
right.
to.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. Yeah.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
So the military has some of those things too.
Yeah, so that's a huge addition.
Honestly,
this new organized delivery system requires you to have our narcotic treatment program, NTP they call it. Which includes, of course, methadone, which is why a few years ago we decided we need to get this community prepared for the idea that methadone is part of medication-assisted treatment. That's what drug alcohol services are going towards. And so we want to be part of this new system, this new organized delivery system, and we're going to need to have that. So we've put that little piece in place. And in fact, likely later this year, with approval of the community and the Board of Supervisors and whatnot, we will have a full clinic, a full methadone clinic, like is over in Chico right now. We're just kind of a satellite right now. They will open more of a full one and would be able to serve more like 300 or 400 people versus the 100 right now.
Yeah.
The city of Redding is getting ready to okay the sale of marijuana there, Dean.
Sam?
We're going to make it available to anybody that wants marijuana, another mind-inhibiting drug. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I'm not going to comment on the voters of California who approved recreational
use. It's okay. I think you're a bunch of idiots.
I appreciate that. And if you read in the paper, you can see that our public health director, Terry Fields Hostler, has written a letter to the city of Redding and asked them to. They understand. We obviously understand the city is looking at that. There can be incredible tax benefits, revenues generated from that. So public health has been asking them, however, to consider looking at the issue of we do not in any way want this to impact the youth of Shasta County. And so they are asking for limitations on their ordinances limit that.
Yeah, was that I saw that letter.
Yeah.
And I thought it came from this. Oh, that would be coming from you all then, from the county.
It did.
Okay, I did see that.
Yeah.
1,000 feet, you know, it's 1,000 feet right now.
Right.
If you're from dispensary. Dispensary. It's only 600 feet from a store.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these other things, too, that you'd like to see, like the labeling of it and all this. And so far, the city of Redding has just, you know, thrown that one under the truck, saying, no.
Yeah. It's very similar to the cigarettes, right? You don't want cigarettes being sold, you know, marketed to youth, right? With the cartoons and the candy cigarettes and all that. Yeah. So.
And here's what you can make marijuana and all these great tasting
edibles, sodas.
Yeah.
So they're asking the city of Redding to limit what's available. And also, unless I'm mistaken, if I read the letter correctly, they're also looking to limit the potency that is going to be available at the stores in Redding.
Hey, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Colorado, just an aside here, had to they had to have two different strengths. They had tourist strength, then they had local strength, because tourists come in and just get bam. You know, they would just go under because they were taking some really hits here. Dean True, who is the director of adult services and of Shasta County Health and Human Services agencies, and then Sam Major, who is, heads up the board of the Shasta County Mental Health Alcohol Advisory Board, is going. They're all going to have a meeting this Wednesday, 5:15, in the Board of Supervisors chambers. I invite everybody, as you all do, to come here and find out what's going on. There are some good. There are some big successes out here. But they need direction, you know? Is that what you're saying, Sam? It's like,
Correct.
Because right now, just the board is coming up with the ideas, and there's so many good ideas out there, you know, that, you know, how would you treat this? What's a better way? I think the sobering center. I think there's got to be a way to find a sobering center here.
All right, yeah, and we talked about that, and we have been kicking that idea around for a while now, the measures that we voted on that got... Mm-hmm. shot down. We're going to fund that. And you had mentioned, you know, $107 million budget with Health and Human Services Agency, but you understand there are limited dollars for drug alcohol services, and we're spending really, there are more people that need more services than we can already fund.
Are people getting crazier?
I would not say that's necessarily true. No.
Okay. Well, we got to run now. I just thought I'd leave that one there. You all need to come back on, and we got to get the head guy back on to talk about all the successes you've done and where this money's going and what else we can do, because this was really a good session. Sam and Dean, thank you so much. We come back. Gosh, yes, Ken Murray is going to come in.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
While the U.S. has made clear that it doesn't want empty talks and that all options, including military measures, are on the table. Previous warming ties between the Koreas have come to nothing because of North Korean weapons tests and the North's claims that annual U.S.-South Korean war games are a rehearsal for an invasion.
Charles Day Ledesma. President Trump says the only way Mexico and Canada can avoid new tariffs on their steel and aluminum exports to the U.S. will be to sign a new trade agreement. As for when to expect that announcement...
He is the one who makes the decision. He has made a decision at this point, 25 and 10. If he, for some reason, should change his mind, then it'll change.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on NBC's Meet the Press. There's hope, but also a bit of concern over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's White House meeting today with the president. Netanyahu would like the U.S. to do more to crack down on Israel's archenemy, Iran. Students in West Virginia are spending one more day at home while teachers walk the picket lines that after the legislature rejected the governor's plan for a 5% pay hike.
Public school teachers in West Virginia say they won't return to classrooms until the state Senate honors the agreement that was made with the governor for a 5% pay raise. The teachers, who make on average a little less than $46,000 a year, say they were left with no choice after the Senate voted to reduce the raise to 4%.
That's Julie Walker reporting. A joint legislative committee has been formed to iron out the differences between those two sparring groups. The Dow on a seesaw ride this morning. It's recovering from some triple-digit losses early in the session. Now it is actually up 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you understand how important benefits are. Today's candidates are looking for more than just insurance and retirement accounts. They want benefits they can use every day and perks that help them achieve that all-important work-life balance. With Veradesk Standing Desk Solutions, you can create the healthy office culture they're looking for, where employees can move more throughout the day, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. The new Veradesk ProDesk 60 Electric is the perfect way to create your active workspace. It's a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes with no need for professional installers or labor costs. The ProDesk 60 Electric ships for free, and thanks to our 30-day guarantee, if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. To learn how you can try the ProDesk 60 Electric in your office, visit veradesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
A U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived in Vietnam for the first time since the end of the Vietnam War. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has details.
The USS Carl Vinson has arrived in Da Nang, Vietnam.
U.S. officials call this trip an historic chance to build relationships with the Vietnamese, even as it's seen as a message to China that the U.S. seeks to build up its presence in the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy says sailors will participate in cultural and professional exchanges, including community service projects, sports competitions, and receptions during their visit.
Da Nang was the site where the first American ground troops entered the war in 1965. Walmart is taking on Blue Apron by introducing meal kits at some 250 stores. Those kits will sell for between $8 and $15, and they'll serve two people. The retail giant is hoping to roll out those kits to some 2,000 stores by the end of the year. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. A global energy watchdog says booming production in the U.S. will meet 80% global growth in demand for oil over the next 5 years. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on that story.
The International Energy Agency believes slow growth from OPEC will be offset by oil fields in the U.S. In its annual oil market report, the Paris-based group said the resurgence in U.S. production is the most prominent change since its last forecast. The retreat by oil producers during an oil price plunge between 2014 and 2016, however, continues to raise the specter that not enough money has been spent on exploration, which can result in shortages and price spikes. The IEA predicts that within 5 years, the cushion of production capacity over expected demand will fall to its lowest level since 2007.
The UN's
Jeremy House reporting.
The UN's top human rights body has called for UN-mandated investigators for Syria to conduct an urgent probe of recent violence in the eastern Ghouta region outside of Damascus. More on those stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You're on, buddy. Good morning, everybody. Hey, March the 5th. It is, gosh, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Greatest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Super service there. They do a lot for our community. So good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, what's the weather look like today and tomorrow, maybe even Wednesday?
Well, we got nice and cold overnight. That's the coldest it's going to be all week. Right now, we see no rain in sight on our KCNR weather radar here. Today's high 64 degrees. Tomorrow gets up to 66 under partly cloudy skies. Right about the same for Wednesday with overnight lows right around the 40-degree mark. Thursday, though, we see a change when clouds move in and some rain hits. Now calling for a pretty solid chance of rain on your Thursday and a high of only 56. Friday, we will get up to 63, and rain will continue off and on all the way through the weekend. Right now in Redding, we are at 38 degrees and rising. Speaking of rising, Shasta Lake now 41 feet from the top of the dam. All this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And if you have a little problem, you know, if you're using a lot of propane, you need a little extra time to pay for it, you need to talk to them about it. 365-3793, they do have payments that you can spread out over the year. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I am well, thank you.
You know
that
what?
Was a very spirited description of the weather. I like that.
Hey, what y'all got going tonight?
Well, tonight, as you know, we were just down in Sacramento last week on Wednesday, protesting at the courthouse, and we there were many people that wanted to go and couldn't for one reason or another. So we are going to play the video from that courthouse presentation or protest, I should say. For people, and we're going to turn the air conditioning on to 54 degrees, bring in a bunch of fans, and let it blow all around so they get the feel of it down there.
Oh, what is this? Oh, you should have been there in the old core. Is that what this is? Oh, you know, you daffodils that were out there. Now we're going to show you what it's really like. And then you're going to go over and spray them with water, too, probably.
Well, we didn't get rained on. That was the one good thing. It was cold and windy, though, but it was good flag flying weather. And we had a great time, and Mark gave a great speech in front of the courthouse and was explained why it was we were there and what we were trying to accomplish. So that's what we'll be showing tonight. I invite people to come on out, get involved with Jefferson at 5:30. And our meeting starts at 6 at 3276 Pacelli Lane.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the place to buy your jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. Good people there. And speaking of good people, I have Ken Murray.
Watch out.
Sitting across from me.
You'll get hate mail if you say that I'm a good people.
You know, you know what? I see you in church occasionally. And you know,
not enough, Carl.
Well, you know, you got to start attending more.
that isn't the problem.
Well, I don't know. The times I've been there, I haven't seen you. What time do you go?
9.
Well, maybe that's the problem. I come in a little bit later than that.
I went at 10 last week, or 11.
Well, sometimes, you know what, I think we're just kind of missing each other there. Hey, good morning, Ken. Thanks for coming on at short notice. It's usually a joy, but they've got a bunch of things going on in their lives right now, and they couldn't come on today. But so I sent a message out to Ken yesterday, and he said, yeah, I can come on for a while. And so we appreciate that. Of course, Ken Murray, if you don't know who Ken Murray is.
It's okay.
But former city councilman, former mayor here, talk show host over at the Unknown Station.
I've been around a long time. I'm really old.
He's really old. And he's been, but he's also, I want to talk about a number of things, but you also are on top of most everything that happens. I don't know if you were.
I used to be.
Well, I don't know if you just were able to listen to Dean True and hear from Health and Human Services. And the question I asked him was, so I thought we'd just start out with this one, about what impact do you think legalizing marijuana here in Reading will be? And he danced around it because I understand. I mean, why? Because his boss has said, if we're going to do it, we want to have, you should have these restrictions on it. Which includes larger labeling, no candies, strength, not within 1,000 feet of the of a school, all those things like that, like they do it for cigarettes, essentially.
Well, I don't, you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel around here. There are other places that have done this previously. I mean, I was just up in Spokane, Washington, visiting my brother, and they legalized marijuana some time ago.
I think it was like last year or 2 years ago. Okay.
And there are retail sales stores around. They're not on every corner, but you know they've got a bunch of them.
Capitalism,
I mean, we could just ask, you know, what's their experience if we want to know what's going on, or ask Colorado. I mean, I heard I think on this radio station sometime over the weekend, somebody talking about Colorado, that one of the side effects is they have more people getting run over.
Oh, because they stagger around out there, or they're on it?
They stagger into the street. You know, but the numbers are, you know, they went from 18 a year to 36 last year or something.
Well, I call it leveling out the gene pool.
It could be.
They also said they're spending, and I don't know where they got this fact. So, you know, I'm this factoid, but it's like for every dollar they make, they're having to spend $2 to take care of the people, for training, for all these different things that are happening with people driving under the influence and impacts it's having on work and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like I say, we don't have to invent it. We can ask somebody.
Yeah.
Other people have done it.
What do you think about it?
Guess about it.
What do I think about it? Yeah, what do you think about it? I mean, you've been here a long time.
I think it's a commentary on society as a whole. I don't think it's specific to Reading. It seems to me that marijuana is going to get, sooner or later, legalized nationally. Or at least decriminalized nationally. I think it's a statement about our society, that we're looking for alternative ways to be okay. To feel good about ourselves, which is a sad commentary on society as a whole.
Absolutely.
So I think we're going down the toilet societally. But again, I don't think we have to reinvent the wheel here in Reading. I mean, if it's going to happen, then let's find out what the best practices are and utilize them in our own community.
Okay. I see that. Hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Ken Murray. And I think that comment you made is that it's kind of the way our society is. And I'm thinking is that, you know, marijuana, you need a drug to make yourself feel better. And there's something wrong. I mean, and we've gotten ourselves into this opiate crisis because a lot of that is because of painkiller, prescriptions, tranks, all these other things. And then what are we doing to our kids with this? You know, oh, my gosh, they've got attention deficit disorder. Let's just jam them full of drugs at the age of 8. I totally, you know, of course, I'm saying this from not having a child like that. But it just seems to me that seems to be taking the easy way.
Well, alcohol does the same thing.
Well, it does.
And it's been legal forever.
It has.
And
but I'm talking about
it's about creating an alternative reality. And I only need an alternative reality if the one I've got isn't okay. And rather than looking at how to make it okay, I escape from it. Alcohol does that. Marijuana does that. Opiates do that. They all do that.
They do. And my main concern, though, is not for you and me, we're adults, if we start giving this alternate reality to children.
Because, oh, we did.
Because that's what I'm saying is from Ritalin that that now they're in an alternate reality. And how long is that going to go on?
It's been going on for years. And again, it's back to a societal problem. You know, we've advocated our jobs as abdicated our jobs as parents. And
I agree.
We got what we got.
But if you say something like that, that we are not, you know, I saw a letter to the editor. I'm going a little bit past the break. Saw a letter to the editor, and somebody wrote that. You know what? We've done this. We've abdicated our responsibilities as parents, blah, blah, blah. And people attacked them saying, you're saying it's society's fault because of blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, I am saying that. I agree with this guy. I don't even know who he is. But I agree with it. We have, in many cases, we've given up that responsibility in our society to make, you know, to raise a kid that understands responsibility and what's right and what's wrong. You know, a guy raping an unconscious woman, there's something in his background that nobody told him this was wrong. I mean, how can you do that? Where would you think this is right? And so I go back to when he was 2 years old. When he did something, he was not punished for it. And he didn't learn to take that responsibility. So, yes, I think it is that problem. But you got to wait for to make your comment when I come back.
No, I'm going to say, you know, I appreciate your comments, Carl, but we've got to take a break now. I'll come back to you right after this.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another better-known business that we support right here on KCNR 1460. He's been in this business a long time. He comes from the old school, and right now, with the temperatures being the way they are, that little bitty chip on your windshield could expand with water in it, could freeze and crack that windshield. And Jeff Wurst can fix this. He can prevent this. And he's not going to waste your time. He's going to come in. He's going to fix the chip, get you out of there. He can fix cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. I've got one over 12 inches long in my car's windshield he fixed 11 years ago. Oh, my gosh. 10 years ago. He fixed it 10 years ago, and you can't see it to this day. You can't see it. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or call him at 241-8373. We'll be right back with Ken Murray.
forever associated with American Pie, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way down to Sacramento with her friend this morning, helping her get her extension on her green card. Not an extension. I don't even know what they're calling anymore. Lady's lived here for 50 years. I'm not sure. I should just turn her in. Okay, I'm going to shut up on that one, too. This portion of the show is Alliance Heating and Air. We're calling Alliance today at 221-2642 because we've managed. You know, you have those thermostats, and you have to push different buttons and those things. Somebody in our house has managed to push these buttons to the extent that now it won't come on. The furnace won't come on, and we can't turn it off.
You know,
but it won't come on.
You know, your whole conversational pattern, Carl, changes when Linda's not around.
Well, I didn't say it was her. I could say it started with her, but trust me, I piled on. I'm in there pushing these things for this day and getting into this. So we're calling Alliance Heating and Air today at 221-2642 because they take care of our stuff there. And they should take care of your stuff, too. They've been in the business over 25 years. It's a better-known business. They are really good. And they're going to come out, and they're going to come out, and they're going to send one of the guys out. He's going to go, oh, gosh, you guys didn't do this again, did you? And he's going to get it fixed in 5 minutes. Check them out at 221-2642 or homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. There's a really good reason for that. I'm here with Ken Murray, who's been voted a number of things.
Careful.
None of which I can talk about right now. But he's been a former city councilman, a former mayor here in the city of Reading. And to this day, says he had nothing to do with Stillwater.
No, I didn't say that. I said it wasn't my idea.
It wasn't your idea. Okay.
It started before me. Or between me, actually.
Hey, by the way, this weekend, the National Wild Turkey Federation is having their big banquet here. And if you haven't gone to that before, you need to take a look at going to that. They have just a super time down there at Anderson Fairgrounds. They have just one price for everything. The there's so many different great things that you can raffle items. The whole enchilada is there.
Now I know, Carl, what Ducks Unlimited does. They go out and provide habitat for ducks. What is turkeys?
The same thing. Wild Turkey Federation does the same thing. It's one of the biggest successes in California is the reintroduction of turkeys back into California. And really, it was in the 50s and 60s this happened, especially up here in Northern California. Now look at all the turkeys we have.
Yeah. So why do we need the Turkey Foundation when they're reestablished?
Because we're buying more habitat. Because we're losing habitat all the time to
the turkeys
developers.
Are moving into downtown Redding.
But you can't. Yeah, it's true. So are rats. But, you know, turkeys need a habitat. And so they're in downtown because they're safe downtown. But we need not only habitat, but another thing, too, is like we're doing with the Jake's program. We're taking young people, 12 to 15, we're taking them out and teaching them about the environment, about safe handling of firearms, and about hunting. And we're losing hunters. People have stopped. Over 2.5 million people, difference of hunting over the last couple of years, have either aged out or dropped out of hunting. What we're trying to do is bring young people and new people into the sport. Otherwise, you know, these dollars that are being spent on the game stamps and the hunting licenses and fishing licenses and all this stuff, where do you think all that money goes to? It goes to our Fish and Wildlife Department. It goes to Habitat All the United States. And if people stop, who's going to pick up that?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, turkeys are dumber than stumps.
Well, you've obviously not hunted turkeys before, then, have you?
I have. They are dumber than stumps.
You have not hunted turkeys.
I've raised turkeys.
Well, that's different. A raised turkey is different than a wild turkey.
They're all dumber than stumps. However,
if turkeys had a sense of smell, you would never, ever catch one or shoot one.
Well, I understand that part, but they're still dumber than stumps.
Well,
the fact that you can't find them tells me something.
Well, I can find all I want. It's just being able to get them in close enough. I shoot turkeys all the time. Are you kidding? They're here. In fact, we have...
That's why there aren't any on your front yard.
I tell you what, if there were in my front yard...
I have to post that six-second clip
you do.
To my
Facebook. He's going in Saturday for his mom's funeral. And on the way in, here comes the police car on the way out with two toms just strutting. He's kind of like trying to push them out of the park. Or they're escorting
the cop. I don't know if they were leading him or he was pushing them, but it was pretty darn funny.
It was pretty funny. Okay. Anyway, if you wanted for the National Wild Turkey Federation, which took 5 minutes, give Ted Lighty a call at 530-999-1822 for tickets, or Dill's Deli. Call them, too, for tickets for the National Wild Turkey Federation. Okay, I'm here with Ken Murray, who is trying to say things like, why do you need that? And, okay, why do we need air? It's part of life. Is wild turkey hunting. Okay, let's go on to something else.
You need to admit it. The only reason you like going to that is because you don't have enough guns, and there's always a chance to get more.
There's never, you know what? You can't have too many. As Linda says, this is Linda. You can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. There. I'm not exactly
no
sure
wonder
how
you
that,
married her.
Well, I heard the first part. Oh, really? And the other one, she kind of mumbled a little bit. But after that, after we were, you know. I'm just kidding, honey. Ken.
Yes.
The new tax. Their proposed tax.
Not enough.
Oh, okay. A quarter cent's not enough.
No.
Should be a full cent?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's talk about some numbers.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. When I was first elected to city council in 1994, public safety, we're talking just police and fire, consumed 57% of the city's budget. Today, it consumes 80%. Now, everybody can talk about, oh, this guy, that guy. Are our cops and firemen overpaid? Is that the problem? The perception is that the city, apparently, the perception in some quarters is the city has money and they're spending it idiotically. But the bulk of the funds the city gets are spent on public safety, and it is growing.
It's like 70%.
It's like 80% now.
Is it 80%?
Close to 80%, just on public safety. So
how much of that is not just salaries, but retirement, health benefits?
Well, it's everything.
Yeah, but I mean,
just for public safety people.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not just their salaries to be out on the
job.
It's
their salary, their benefits,
everything.
Their
benefits
cars,
and everything.
Their
right.
maintenance, everything.
Everything.
Everything having to do with public safety. But
right.
it was 57%, you know, 25 years ago. Now, it's 80%. So, when I hear people talk about how the city is wasting money, it is never attached to wasting money in the public safety component of the budget. It's about their perception that the city is wasting money in the other components of their budget that could more reasonably be redirected to public safety. But it already commands the bulk of the budget. You know, this perception that the city isn't careful with its dollars, and I want to take a riff on this if you got a moment. I mean, you had the attorney, Walt McNeil, on.
Yeah, Walt McNeil.
Came up with 10 points on how to be better in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been boiling about it ever since I heard it. That was months ago.
Yeah.
Because one of the things he proposed, and this is just an example of how perception is different than reality. One of the things he proposed is that we start forming Mellow Roost districts. Well, Mellow Roost districts, do you know what a Mellow Roost district is?
Yeah, Mellow Roost is you pay for the improvements in your neighborhood.
Okay, well, let me tell
you. Or something like that.
Let me tell you specifically, and I'll use a very specific example. What was hoped to be the Costco Center out of the Oasis Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Why didn't that get built? Well, people are running around saying it was because the city was intransigent or whatever. I was very involved in that when I was on the council and met on numerous occasions with the developer. His plan for developing the center was to create the equivalent of a Mellow Roost district. What a Mellow Roost district does is it takes the tax increment that's created, okay, and dedicates it back to the center itself. So his financial plan for building the center on Oasis Road, the giant shopping mall, whatever, was the city would create a Mellow Roost center or area,
mm-hmm.
a tax district, and then all of the taxes generated on that would go back into paying for the infrastructure for the center. The problem with that is that if we take all the tax revenue the city hoped to get from the center and spent it back on the center as the proponent wanted it, how do we pay for the cops and firemen to cover it? Because the Mellow Roost sucks up all the
right,
incremental tax increases.
But I thought Mellow Roost, you know, when you see these things, you see it a lot in Southern California, Mellow Roost, at least when I was down there.
They're all over the place.
And Mellow Roost, but I thought that was just a percentage of the taxes coming in. You're saying he wanted all of the taxes to go back, everything he generated to go back into the center.
That's
but
correct.
But that's not what it is in all Mellow Roosts, is it?
Well, that's what he wanted. And,
okay.
And you know, when I looked at his numbers, I said, what do you got? Where's your skin in this game?
Yeah.
The city was having all the skin in the game.
Yeah.
Okay? And why do you want to create growth that can't pay for basic public services, such as police and fire? And his proposal made no allowance for that whatsoever. We were just going to have to eat it someplace else in the budget. So it didn't go anywhere. Now, there were a lot of rumors about why it didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Intransigent city council, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, he never had a financial plan that made any sense for the citizens of Redding.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. And I understand that. Now, I want to come back, though, and talk about these things then. 25 years ago, 57% of the budget went to the police. What's happened over these 25 years? Why did it come up to almost 80%? You were sitting in there.
I can tell you what.
Okay, and that's what I'd like to hear is that, but also how do we get arms around this besides a cent tax on everybody? Because you're right, the the perception of people is that if we give them this tax, they're going to use it for everything but public safety. And after the last attempt at this, they were so right. When the raise was given to two people at $1,000 a month. And, you know, whether, for whatever the reason, but that was the perception, and you still hear that to this moment because there's still two members that voted for that raise on the city council. We'll be right back, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, this is your community bank. These are people that have been working here around town to help you. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street has extended hours, drive-through tellers, safe deposit boxes. They have it all. Go down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Walk in there. Experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Ken Murray. And let's how did we go from 57% to 80%? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Eddie and the Cruisers. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 35 degrees going up to 64 today. Rain later on in the forecast for this week. 41 feet from the top is Lake Shasta, which is good. It's gone up a foot here in the last week or so. The time is 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Better Known Business, the only place to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, it's man's last stronghold. A high-level testosterone area. I'm just letting you know, Ken. I thought you could probably go in there.
You don't think I have, corner. You don't think I have enough testosterone?
Well, no. I mean, I don't want to challenge you to the biggest right now. Right across, it's off of Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, I'm here with Ken Murray.
You know what a haircut did to Samson, right?
You know, the chat room is just loaded with comments. Everything from we've got one of the highest paid police forces in the nation to
not true.
Keep the TOT funds and use them for, you know, and don't be giving them to the Shasta Cascade.
Can't.
But you did say 57% 25 years ago.
Yep.
Almost 80% now.
Yep.
Why?
Well, there are a number of reasons. The first thing that set us on the downward spiral was the fact that we couldn't hire any cops. When I first got elected in 94, we had six beats. One of the things I ran on was decreasing response times and increasing the number of beats. We went up to 7 beats, rearranged the budget, looked at things differently, and were able to cut response times. Then the economic crunch came.
But this was in 2007, right? Yep.
I'm talking about what happened in the 90s.
Oh, 90s. Okay. Got it.
And then what happened was that in the 90s also, after I got elected, the Prison Guards Union for the state of California, with the help of Governor Brown.
Jerry.
My first friend Jerry.
Your friend Jerry the first time around.
Well, that wasn't his first time around, but, I mean, I remember his first time around. It was worse.
Okay.
He got better later, but he's still bad. In any event, he cut a deal with the Prison Guards Union to make their retirement pay go up to 3% at 50. It was 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they got a substantial raise. The result of that was that law enforcement people all over the state, because they had the template from the Prison Guards Union, demanded that they get the same thing. And the first ones to cave was again the state. They gave that to the highway patrol. Mm-hmm. And then different metropolitan police departments started doing the same thing. We got to the point by later in the 90s that we couldn't hire a cop. We just couldn't. I mean, we were trying to hire police officers and couldn't because we were at a lower retirement rate and lower wages than they could get working for the highway patrol or straight prison guard system. And they were going from the academy straight into one of those jobs. And so in order to hire people at all, we had to become competitive with other cities that were trying to hire police departments.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem started. And you know, people today don't remember that we couldn't hire a cop. Okay? They say, well, somebody on the chat room says we're one of the highest. We're the 30th from the highest in the state of California alone.
I was given something from Barry Tippin that shows all the salaries, and we're not in the top five in that. And so I'm not sure where, but I've seen other things that shows us we're in the top five in the state or maybe in the United States. But according to Tippin, for our people, for you know, their pay is not even in the top 10.
No. So, I mean, like I say, we're like 30th in the state. But people who make these comments are comfortable with their ignorance. And I know that's going to offend half your audience. They're comfortable with their ignorance, don't research it. They want to feel the way they want to feel without finding out the facts. The fact is that due to circumstances beyond the city of Redding's control, okay, we had to give raises and raise retirements. It wasn't our fault. We just had to do it in order to have anybody out there in the first place. And you know, and it, that started the downward spiral of the unfunded pension funds. They just blossomed. And it's a statewide problem. And until the state fixes it, we in Reading cannot fix it by ourselves.
Well, the problem that people see, too, though, Ken, is the average salary. And this is according to the count. This is according to the city's figures. Is $70,000, and the average salary for somebody here in Reading is like $40,000. There, you know, if I remember right, that people went to work for the state and the county and the city's lower pay, that they had a retirement and health and all this. Now it's double what people make in this town.
It isn't that way anymore. I mean.
But
yes,
but it is.
Yes, no, it isn't. When we were kids, okay, people went to work for government for less money and greater security.
Right.
That isn't true anymore.
Well, that's right. That's not true anymore.
Right. And it's not just not true in Reading. It's not true anywhere in government.
The fact is, though, is what people are looking at. This is what they see. I make $40,000 a year. The person doing, you know, the same job I am is making $70,000 a year. Okay? And then, you know, you can use for this, oh, well, no, it's...
No, wait a minute. Are you telling me that private security firms are making $40,000 a year and cops are making $70,000? I mean, give me a... Where's the quid pro quo?
I would say that people who are doing jobs in Reading that are like plumbing, things like this, that you're seeing what they're making is probably less than what city county is making on it. But so I see that. But here's the thing: is we're talking about perception. We're talking about salaries. Okay. We see salaries to run a park at $150,000 a year. The park and park services here.
Okay.
Okay. $150,000 a year. And that offends people because people see that and they see the fact is, okay, whether Kim's doing a great job or not, this isn't about Kim. They see what the salaries are. And then they see that, okay, we need to put more people, we need to put more public safety, more cops on the beat, more firemen out there. But yet it doesn't solve the problem of the jails. This has nothing to do with the jail process that for 7 years – the Board of Supervisors, ever since 109, has failed to come up with a solution to put more people in jail.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
This is the other side of the problem. I mean, do I think we probably need to take a look out there and go bigger? Yeah, but where's the end result of this? We could give our city another $20 million a year, and if that the Board of Supervisors doesn't do something. Well, we got $20 million more a year, but we're up to our butts in bad guys because there's no place to put them.
So your argument against the sales tax in Reading is that the city council shouldn't...
I'm telling you what the anger...
Okay.
Okay.
My question is, since the city council of Reading should not put a tax on the ballot because even if it passes... We have a lousy board of supervisors? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what people are saying.
I just want to be clear.
No, that's the argument you see against
what's
it.
What's that got to do with the city council of the city of Reading? Nothing.
The point is of these people is what difference does it make? Does more cops on the street going to prevent crime? And most times people will say yes. But what happens when you arrest them? They are still being turned out at the same rate.
I see. So,
gotta take a break. Gotta take a break. We'll come back. We have people wanting to talk too. We'll be right back after these breaks with Ken Murray.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank.
fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Reading Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Instagram, readingkia.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park's new exhibition, Design Zone, is now open and ready for action. Now through April 6th in the museum, explore the concepts behind video games, drum machines, skate parks, roller coasters, and more. And learn how artists, designers, musicians, and innovators design the concepts behind these technologies. Design Zone is free for members or included in park admission, only at Turtle Bay.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBach. It's 35 degrees going up to 64 today. It's going to be a nice day, but it's going to be rainy later on in the week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And let me see. I'm, of course, here with Ken Murray, former city councilman, former mayor of Reading. And it's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ken. How you doing?
I'm fine, Terry.
Anyway, I had a back-and-forth talk. I've been talking to Chief Moore, and you're not exactly accurate because I have emails to prove it. The fact of Transparent California saying that the Reading Police Department was number five in the nation is what they did. The chief will verify that, number one.
Number five in terms of what? Wait a minute. Five in terms of what?
Because I had an email.
Well, I don't know what you just said. Chief. I didn't understand what you said, Terry.
What I said was, is that according to Transparent California, that the Reading Police Department is the fifth highest paid in the United States. That's one source. Now, Roger Moore and I have been going back and forth an email. He said also what Carl got was from Barry Tippin about the entry level, what an entry level police officer comes into Reading for. That's number 25. However, as Roger and I discussed, and I have emails to prove it, Roger agreed to the fact that we have people who are taking lad roles. They're not entry level, and the entry level lasts for a very short period of time because of a thing called other pay and because of their education, et cetera. Also, there is a bonus, a finder's fee, if a police officer here has someone in another city that transfers, they get a one-time bonus. And what I heard yesterday is it's about $5,000. So it isn't that maybe they're not the highest paid, and maybe they're not even the fifth highest paid, and Transparent California is lying, but they make a pretty good wage. And according to our chief, everything that we're doing here is lateral, and he does have concerns about the unfunded liability, because when we have a transfer that laterals over to us, guess who gets stuck with that? We do. So you could have a guy coming over at 42, retired at 55, and we're on the hook for it. So really and truly, that is the facts. I've got the emails, and it isn't a dispute of whether the police are worth it or not. It's a dispute of if we can afford it or not.
Well, if you You make me think in several directions at once. Number one, you don't have to offer a $5,000 bonus if people are dying to get in the first place.
There's a list. There's a list.
You don't.
And it's over 100. There's a list.
A list of what?
People who want to transfer here.
Of course there is.
That's right. Okay, so
that doesn't mean they're qualified to transfer here.
Would you rather go to Oakland or here?
Yeah, hey Terry, this is a good question, but let me tell you why. Because I had the chief on last month, and we talked about because my question was, why are we paying bonuses to come up here? Because it's a safer place to work. You have a good salary. I mean, let's just face it, it's nicer up here and all that. And he said, we can't get the lat moves. We're paying because they're not applying because they can go anywhere here. And he said, Chico is paying $15,000 because the lat moves take a percentage cut in their retirement and they have to work longer. So when you're saying there's 100 people waiting, he didn't say that to me, but he's going to be on Wednesday, and I'll ask him that because.
Well, you might want to ask him who gets the bonus, Carl.
Well,
is the police officer coming or the police officer who finds the
lateral? Well, he told me is the one that gets the bonus is the one that comes in here. He gets half when he comes in, and then the other half after he qualifies. This is what he told me. It can be up to $7,000. I'm just going by what the chief. I'm just going by what. Well, they're doing that to make up the difference. This is what he says. Chico's paying more. I think Eureka is paying $15,000 per officer that makes the lap move. And also, Chief Moore said he wants to have half and half. He wants to bring up half that he signs up from right here, you know, new guys and girls, and then bring in half. That he says that's the ideal way.
But the
the email that he sent me that I have.
Okay, I'm just telling you what
he said. Was everything I just said it was. Number one, he doesn't disagree that we're not highly paid because of overtime. He said, all my guys have to work overtime. Well, I know when I was working for somebody else, I just hated that extra money. You know, I just hated it. I hated making double money. And a lot of what you guys are talking about isn't about what Tippin sent you was entry level. And when Roger and I discussed that via email, that was entry level amounts. That's number 25.
Okay.
Not what the police actually make.
Okay.
And there's other pay. Oh, and there's raises because of education. And let's not forget overtime.
Okay. And so you're so right. let me boil this down to the bottom line. The bottom line is, Terry, you think our cops are overpaid?
No, what I'm telling you is what they are being made. I never said that. You did, but it's not 1994 anymore either. And we have a city council that really most people don't trust, including your host sitting next to you. And they don't trust them because they haven't done things. As Carl said, what they did is they went ahead and gave raises out to people. I mean, come on, Ken. You're running Parks and Rec. You can't even add any more stuff to it because they're broke. And you give this lady a raise where she's making $150,000 a year, and that's okay with you?
Now you're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm just saying that you said there was no other money. Of course there's other money. There's money there. That was one of the two raises. They wanted to buy Allen's golf course. They were ready to spend almost $400,000. Hey. And you said, there is no money. This isn't
Terry.
1994 anymore.
Terry.
And, you know,
I didn't,
Terry.
I didn't Terry. Say any of those things.
You did say that.
I did
Terry.
Not.
Oh, Terry, 3 minutes left. So thanks for calling because you've given me questions I've written down here. I'm going to ask the chief on. He'll, like I said, he's going to be here on Wednesday, so I'll be able to talk to him about that.
All right, guys,
thanks a lot, Terry.
Day.
All right, so here you get the final say here. You're a guest.
I'm a guest.
You're a guest.
I feel like I'm the lamb at the stake here. I mean, I get accused of saying a lot of things I never said.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do I think that? That they should have given those raises. Well, I didn't know all the facts involved in it, but so I don't have an opinion on whether they should have given them or not. I think the optics were bad. Were the raises good or bad is a different story than whether the optics were bad, because the optics were bad. It looked terrible. Now, having said that, whether your raises amount to $24,000 a year in the city budget, that won't even, you know, that won't pay for another cop.
No, that's true.
But wait a minute. And so everybody wants to nickel and dime this thing, and what they're doing is you know, straining at gnats and letting the camels through. And the fact of the matter is, we don't have enough officers. We don't have enough community service officers. We need to raise more money to protect our community. And since you didn't ask, but I will tell you, what I think the city ought to be doing is they ought to specify, they ought to lay out a budget on where they would actually spend the money if the tax passed, and they ought to do it now.
They're going to have to, because nobody knows what it's going
to
happen.
Well, they got to do it. And I'm just waiting to see it.
Well, what about this? What about the idea of they taking a look at things like privatizing the trash? You know, and having somebody pay us to pick up trash instead of having to pick up all the retirement and all that kind of stuff. What about privatization on a lot of different things? Have they even looked at that?
Actually, I remember looking at privatization when I was on the council of several things, and I couldn't find any that made any sense from a financial point of view.
Well, you know, see,
and it's okay to have the question, but if you're going to have the question, then follow the track of what the evidence shows. You know, just don't believe it's better because it sounds good. Believe it's better because you see the actual numbers.
If something happened several years ago, I would like to take a look at it and see where it is today.
That's
because
fine.
Things have changed a lot.
And you can look at it today. I don't have any problem with looking at privatization, but follow the money. Does it save us money?
Okay. Ken Murray, thanks a lot, buddy, for coming in at the last minute and coming in and jumping into this. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on in our town today that we need to really take a look at. And you know what? You know, will the tax work? Where's the tax money going to go? And that's a good point. Maybe we ought to see a budget for that. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop
news
Drive.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Val Dior. A big White House meeting today between two important allies.
President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are meeting at the White House today, and they have a lot to discuss. Trump has been talking about brokering what he called the ultimate deal between Israelis and Palestinians. But that long-awaited peace plan has yet to arrive, even as Palestinians and other critics